Investment flash.
Micron soared 15% last session. Apple plunged over 6%. And it all comes down to memory chips. The crunch is real, buddy.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 26, 2026, the New York edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie, here with Tom and Gerald.
And what a session to close the week. Gerald, yesterday I said buy Micron, and boom, up huge.
All right, you get the victory lap. But Apple losing $263 billion in market cap, that's not a footnote. That's real pain.
Right. And three sources confirmed the reason. Apple raised MacBook and iPad prices by as much as 20%, citing AI-driven memory costs. Tim Cook called it unavoidable. The memory shortage is now hitting consumers directly.
20%? On some models, that's over $200. You're basically paying a memory tax at the Apple store. And if the world's biggest company can't absorb it, what hope do Dell or HP have?
Yeah, look, when component costs force a price hike that steep, it's a big red flag. But here's the but. Micron has already rocketed 284% year to date. The memory shortage is well telegraphed. How much more juice is in that trade?
That's fair, Gerald, but the demand isn't slowing. AI is insatiable, and Apple's move proves memory is now a competitive differentiator. It's not just a cost, it's the bottleneck.
Exactly.
Right, that's the core.
Nailed it.
Which is why the pairs trade is so clean. Long Micron, short Apple. It isolates the memory crunch theme. And right now, suppliers are feasting while end product makers face margin compression.
Sure, but you're shorting a stock that's already down 13% from its 52-week high. That's like showing up late to a fire sale and still trying to haggle. The market's already done a lot of the work for you.
Gerald, that's your best one-liner this week. But seriously, Apple's margin pressure isn't a one-day story. It's structural if memory prices stay elevated.
Oh, come on. The trend is your friend, buddy. Apple's price hikes actually confirm they're feeling the squeeze, and the 6% drop might just be the start.
To be fair, the dollar is at a 52-week high, too. That's another headwind for multinationals like Apple. A strong dollar makes those memory imports even more expensive.
Speaking of the dollar, it just wrapped its best month in a year. Bloomberg and MarketWatch both say Wall Street is piling into the greenback, betting on a hawkish Fed and U.S. exceptionalism.
A fistful of dollars, literally. That's the MarketWatch headline, right? I love it. The dollar ETF is at its high, and the momentum is all one way.
Yeah, and it squeezed the euro down hard. But extreme positioning makes me nervous. Any dovish whisper out of the Fed, and that long dollar trade snaps back like a rubber band. It's a crowded trade.
But hold on. The ECB's own survey shows inflation expectations falling sharply. That's more dovish fuel for the ECB, which only widens the policy gap with the Fed. So the hawkish dollar story has legs.
So buy the dollar, sell the euro, and also buy eurozone equities on ECB cuts? That's a messy trade. You're long and short Europe at the same time.
No, but that's exactly my point. It's not a clean directional bet. The dollar's strength is partly U.S. exceptionalism, but if the AI bubble pops, the whole risk-on rationale for the dollar could fade. You need to be careful.
Ah, the Chinese hedge fund bubble call. Two top managers warn the AI rally is ready to burst, per Bloomberg. It's a rare bearish shot from across the Pacific, and it targets the whole AI complex.
A rare bearish take, sure, but Nvidia's still up 29% from its low, and the Nasdaq 100 has rallied 32% from its own low. The bubble crowd has been wrong for 2 years. I'm not biting yet.
But Tom, these are Chinese hedgies with no skin in our game. They might see something we don't. And Nvidia is still 17% below its high. It's not invincible. The bubble call deserves monitoring.
Yeah. And if the AI trade unwinds, the China internet sector gets hit too. Their stocks are already down over 30% year to date. It's a fragile setup across the board.
All right, fair enough, but let's not forget Japan. Stocks hitting all-time highs like it's 1989. MarketWatch says it's structural, driven by corporate governance reforms, not just momentum. That's a different story.
Japan's rally is impressive, but overbought signals are flashing. The hedged ETF is up 19% year-to-date and a whopping 53% from its 52-week low. Chasing here is risky.
To be fair, the reforms are real and long overdue, but I'd rather buy on a pullback than pay all-time highs. Value investing isn't dead. It's just napping.
Speaking of pullbacks, chip mergers and acquisitions, ON Semiconductor buying Synaptics for $7 billion in stock, a classic arbitrage. Synaptics treats up to the deal price, and ON gets long-term strategic breadth.
Minor, but clean. Synaptics gets a home. ON adds connectivity and AI compute. I like the deal logic.
Hold on Semi, though. Dilution is real, and the stock is still 12% below its high. It's not a slam dunk, and the arb spread might not be worth the hassle.
Fair. Now, the Fed split. Goolsbee says inflation is too high. William sees price pressures easing. CNBC reports both sides. So, which is it?
Neither. It's like two weathermen arguing if it's drizzling or pouring while we're all soaking wet. But until we get a clear signal, long-duration treasuries are dead money. The long-term treasury ETF is near a 52-week low and down over 4% this year.
Weathermen, that's spot on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm watching the Fed, but not trading duration until they pick a lane.
All right. LNG supply. Asia expects Qatar to let force majeure expire in July, so more gas hitting the market. The natural gas ETF is already weak, down a few percent year to date. Is it a sell?
Soft, maybe. Energy sector is up 18.5% year to date, so it's more of a trim than a full-on short call. The Qatar news is a modest headwind.
Yeah, a modest bearish opportunity. Not exactly a pillar trade.
Now, Gerald, I know you love an offbeat story. The Army is leasing land on military bases for critical mineral production, according to the Journal. It's a novel policy tool to secure a domestic supply chain for rare earths.
I saw that. Clever way to address supply vulnerabilities after the Hormuz crisis. But execution risk is huge. This isn't like growing corn, and it's a multi-year play at best.
Can we get a ticker for that? USA?
I'll call my broker right now.
Not yet, Tom. It's a long-term policy play, not something you trade on a Friday morning.
Anyway, back to the main event. So, Tom, you're all in on this pairs trade, but let's air the bear case properly. Make it.
Fair. The bear case is Micron up 284% year-to-date, near all-time highs. The memory shortage is fully priced. Apple's 6% drop in one session means the market already reacted. Shorting now might be chasing stale news.
No, but that's the whole point. Apple's price hikes are a second-order effect we haven't fully absorbed. If the world's biggest company can't pass on costs, what about Dell or HP? That's the demand destruction threat the press is totally missing.
Right, and the press is only focused on Micron winning and Apple losing. They're missing the knock-on effects across the hardware ecosystem. That means the trade might have more room to run.
Exactly.
100%.
Spot on.
But here's the counter-counter. If memory prices peak, the unwind would be brutal, and the crowded long dollar trade could flip on a dime. We're in a fragile equilibrium right now.
So the cleanest expression isn't a simple long short. It's watching for memory price peaks as a signal to exit, and maybe diversifying into Japan or Eurozone equities on any pullback for some balance.
That's actually smart. A barbell, long the beneficiaries, but with a trigger to rotate out. I like it.
And of course, as always, none of this is investment advice. We're just three friends talking markets over coffee, metaphorically.
As always, we're back tomorrow for the weekend edition at 10 a.m. London time.
We'll recap the week and set up next week's trade.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. See you tomorrow.
See you then, everybody.